We are learning Maseches Menachos, Dav Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the top of Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph, around 8-9 lines from the top. The first word on the line is Porto, is starting from Tanu Rabbanon. Tanu Rabbanon, Asaro Shulchanah is also Shlomo. So we already had this before, that it was Api, the Navi, that Shlomo HaMelech made 10 different Shulchanahs besides for the Shulchan Sh'asa Moshe. So Sar Shulchanah is also Shleim, but the only one that got lechem upon him was only Moshe Rabbeinu's Shulchan. Shneimar says in the pasuk, but Esa Shulchan, Asher Allah lechem upon him, Zav, that there was. It says Loshen Yachid. It says Vesa Shulchan Asher Allah lechem upon him, Zav. It's mashal only. This is a pasuk by Shleim Melech and Malachim. It says the whole pasuk reads like this: V'yash Shleim is kol akel Moshe Reis Hashem is mizbech Hazav. Vesa Shulchan Asher Allah lechem upon him, Zav. So it's mashma that only one shulchan had the challah. Esav Menorah is also Shlomo. Loim Adikim Ovav Shal Shlomo Aisha. Same thing by Menorahs. He made 10 different Menorahs. Only one of them was lit. Shneimar is in the pasuk. Menorahs Hazav and Menorahs El. Again, a lashon Yachid. It's a pasuk. Menorahs Hazav and Menorahs El. So Klarid, only one Menorah had was lit, and one shulchan had lechem upon him. That's the shita of the Tanakam. Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel Amar, Akulam Hayim Misadrim. On all them they Misadrim. Shneimar Es Hashulchanos, it's also Rabbi, Aleihem Lechem upon him. Akulam Hayim Likim, Shneimar V'Sam Menorahs, V'Neirasim L'Varim K'Mishpo V'Nei Advir, Zav Sagor. Was all Zav Sagor, which means very expensive Zav. Now Rashi says, Akulam Misadrim, Pa'amim Bezeh, U'Pa'am Bezeh. And it's Mevuyah Rashi, that only, even though there's machlekes over here, but everyone agrees only one lechem upon him. It wasn't more than 12 lechem upon him. Just according to Tanakam, you only put it on Shulchan Shal Shlomo. Masha Inken, according to Rabbi Lazar, you sometimes put it on this Shulchan and sometimes on that Shulchan. And if you look at the Chok Nosan in the back, and Asifa Zakenim, he says like this, brings Rashi down. He says, Mash Lohoyu Mesadrim al Kulam Kachas, al Shoyu Choylim Lesadir, al Ezemem Shiyerza. Lafukim atanakama, taksul atanakama, siwile sha'inim yechayim asada ela al shulchan shal Moshe davka. Aval oilam lahoyo yubes chalas, lechem aponim baleim el hoysef. Ela eza, shulchan shal yurtsu yechayim lo sadek, do whatever you want. Bechayin asar nesanas. That's what he says. Look, Rashi makes sense. But he says, Vare isi vesefe shulti agabarim, that he brings down from a medrash that they put on the lechem on every single shulchan. Ayin Shom, he brings down a medrash like that. They put him, that's not the pasuk. The pasuk, like Rashi says, that it was only on one of the shulchanos, but the machlokes says he's allowed to put on all the shulchanos as well. So Zot the Gemara Vayter, Rebbeisu Yudaymer, Lo Yoyim Misadrin, Ela Shom Moshe. He says, you only Misadrin on Moshe. So what do you do? It's like a Tanakam. So what do you do at the pasuk? The pasuk says, Allah Shem Rab says about the shulchan, it's a shulchanos, what do you do with the pasuk? Elamani Mekayim is Shachanois Asher Aleim Lechem upon him. Zav, it says that all the Shachanois had Lechem upon him. Zav, the Gemara, I'll tell you what I answered there. Elu Shloisha Shachanois Shahoye B'Mikdash, that there were three Shachanois in the Mikdash besides for those 11. It's not really, besides for those 10. The Shachanois Shahoye Mikdash, which includes the Maisha, it's one of these three, he's saying there's all the Shachanois, and they all got Lechem upon him. How did it work? It says in the next Mishnah that Shnayim Shahoye B'Ulam Mefnim, LePesach Abayis, that there were two shulchanos inside the ulam in front of the door, to the side of the door of the heichal. Echad shal kesef, one was made out of silver, which really is marble, but it just looked like silver. But echad shal zav, the other one was made out of gold. Al shal kesef noisin lechem aponim kuzasa. And Rashi is over here. Pshat is because he wanted a rest. He's carrying all these six chalas. They wanted a rest. So on the way in to the heichal, they stopped the ulam, put it down on shal kesef, va'al shal zav v'tziyosay. And when they left with the lechem upon they're going to eat, they stopped on the shal zav. Now, why when they went in it was shal kesef, and when they left it was shal zav? Shemaylim b'kodesh loy maridim, because yemaylim shal b'kodesh. You start off with kesef or marble on the outside. You go in, you maylim b'kodesh, you go up a step to zav, and when you go out, you don't put it back in kesef because loy maridim. Now, it's also shal zav. So Echad Shazav Efnim, and inside the Heichel was the Echad Shazav, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, Shalav Lechem Aparam Tamid. And there was being a riot, and we read them, just stop right here. So we had a Kasha, that was a reason who do the Pasuk HaShachanais. Tarit says we're referring to the Shachanais that were in the Ulam, basically. There's two more Shachanais there, which Echad Lechem Aparam. The only thing is that we didn't answer the Pasuk of Menorahs. Good, we answered the Pasuk of Shachanos. We didn't answer the Pasuk of Menorahs. And so this is also the Chok Nosson talks about. The Kasha is Dr. Frank and Chok Nosson. Ech mi yashiv kra et sa menorahs v'ner esel av aram. Bishlom ekra et sa Shachanos v'aleim lecha panam yashiv kra v'es Yehuda. More answers. On the Tanakam, like a Rezuda, that went for those Shachanos that were in the Ulam. But what did he do with Menorahs? And for the Chognos of Yishloim, the Mepharish, Leva'aram, Loikoyala, Neiros, the Menorah, Moshe V'dechik. It says that there were Menorahs, and their Neirosel, Leva'aram, is only going on Shal Moshe. That's how you read it. There was a bunch of Menorahs, you're right. But the ones that were lit, well, the Neiros, Leva'aram, because every Menorah has a bunch of Neiros, even the one that was lit, has a few Neiros, and that's what we're referring to when we say Lashon Rab. Now, I'm not on them reading. How do you know the Emayim Mekarish Vim reading? How do you know read them? On where Rebbe, the Makro, the Pasuk says, this is the end of Parashas Pekudei. It says in the Pasuk, Vayokom Moshe es HaMishkon, Vayitin es HaDonov, Vayosem es Kroshov, Vayitin es Brichov, Vayokom es HaMudov. Now, exactly, where do you see this Pasuk that Emayim Mekarish Vim read them? How do you see Vim read them? So Rashi is a few pshatim. One pshat in Rashi is that the pasuk uses the exact same lashon as vayakom in the beginning of parasha, the beginning of the pasuk, the end of the pasuk. Even though lefitzachas a lashon, it's a more classy lashon if you change the word vayakom. It's like when you write a sentence. People used to write in the olden days, used to make like write letters and things like that before the computers came along and texting. So you don't write the same word. But you don't write a card. You know the simcha was beautiful and the food was beautiful, and this was beautiful. You don't keep saying the same word over. No, you change the words around, even though it means the same thing. So here, it starts over the word V'yakam, and it ends with V'yakam. You know why? Because V'yakam is a chash of a lashon. And once you started with V'yakam, you don't change it to another word, to a word that's lower than V'yakam. And therefore, it's V'yakam again. That's one pshat in Rashi. Second pshat in Rashi is that the Kahanim didn't help in the Amudim and the Adonim. The Bible says V'yakam and Moshe is a Mishkan, that means the Urias. So, and that's most chash, that's the tap. So it says, Yochum Moshe is a Mishkan, and he also put up the Amudav. He could have got the Kaham to the Amudav, but no. Ma'alam Kodesh, let me read them. That's Rashi's second Pshat. Rashi's third Pshat is a more Shvar Pshat. We'll leave it for now. Hakaponim, so these are this is a Raya that Ma'alam Kodesh, let me read them, that you aim to read them, you don't go down, because it's Yochum even at the end of the Pasuk, and also because you didn't use other Kahanim. When we know the Ma'alim, how you know you go up a step, on Ya'achav Ya'akav, on Makro, it says the Pasuk, is Ma'alam Kodesh, let me read them. But also, this is talking about the machtois that the 250 people, Rosh Sanhedrin, who wanted to become Kaharim Gedolim or so, and the test was they all took these pans and they broke Katiris, and Lamai said they all got burnt from the fire from Shemayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, take those pans and make them as a cover to the Mizbeach. So they went up a step. Beginning, it was just Tashvish Mizbeach. It was a shovel to bring the coals or the Keteris to the Mizbeach. But Achshav Gufish Mizbeach now became Mamish, the Mizbeach itself. So you see, Yemailim Mekodesh. Once we start with different drashas, we're going to continue with some drashas now. But like a part of what comes up from Masugyo, we had a Machloikis if the Shulchan, the Shloima, the 10 Shulchanas had Lechem HaPanim not, had a possibility of Lechem HaPanim not, that was the Machlokes there, and Menorahs as well, if they were all lit or not. It seems that when it comes to Menorahs, there it's not you lit one of them. There it sounds like you lit all of them, Taka. But by a Shulchan, it was either or, because by a Shulchan, the Lech of 12 Lechem HaPanim, it could be the Shal Baal Tosef to add on to the Lechem HaPanim, and that's why Lechem HaPanim was a. It seems like there Rashi's pomzeh, but he doesn't say by Menorah. Yashlachkar, what's by Menorah? It seems like by Menorah would be you understand, huh?
Who's arguing?
No. Chanasin has two. Rashi argues in Chanasin. Yeah. No. Rashi is not like the Medrash. No. Shal. By Lechem HaPanim, the pastures is that there was no Lechem HaPanim every one. Pomzeh. The Chanasin brought down from a Shilta Gebarim and Medrash that says in every single one. And so he asked me, I said, Baal Tosef.
Talking about the
Menorah. Oh, Menorah, he doesn't talk about it. No one talks about the Menorah. I'm not sure what Lachon Asma holds about Menorah. But they don't talk about it. I'm clearing. I'm saying, what about Menorah? Do you want to see Menorah say Machlaikis or not? So the Baal Lachon Asma is the reason for the Machlaikis because it's called Baal Tosef. I'm not sure if lighting extra candles called Baal Tosef and therefore it's just more light. It's not a Baal Tosef Shiloh, maybe there wouldn't be a Shiloh. Maybe there would be. Everyone holds. According to that mind, the Yomar, all Menorahs will be lit. Zot the Gemara, it says that what do you do with the Luchais that were broken by and there, when he threw the luchos down, the oisus pareach ba'avir, and it says in the pasuk, ve'echtoiv al luchos es hadvar mashahoyu al luchos eshayin mashashibar tov esam tavarim. On the second luchos, he wrote what was written on the first luchos, and the first luchos, what happened? Then they broke, they were broken. Moshe broke them, ve'sam tavarim and put them in the aron. Tani Rav Yosef, malamit shal luchos ve'shivri al luchos merachem ba'aron. We know the luchos were in the aron. Now with Lucas in the Aron, the Shivri Lucas with the Aron as well. And to teach us a lesson, if a Tamachom gets sick and he forgets his learning, here, these stones used to be full of Torah, these stones, but when they got broken, the Oseus flew away, has no Torah anymore, but it's the Keli that held the Torah. The same thing at Talmud Chacham, that was a Keli that held the Torah, even though now he's not holding the Torah, you give him the same cover, you put him in the Aron, the same cover as the Luchos itself. Some say because Rav Yosef forgot his learning, so that's why he's the one who said it over his memra. But upon him, that's what we see from here, that Simon, for the next three memras that are a garant of memras, Bittel, Sarach, Veshachach. Amra Shlokish, Pa'amim, sometimes we know that Shebitilua, Bittla, if you're a Vatla Torah on top of my base now, the bittel Torah is sometimes the aside of the Torah. Rashi gives an example. Sometimes the chiyuv to vatal Torah like tzas. Amei tzmaskala. It's not pshat. You're losing out. Rashi says zayis soida. He's mekabas char keilu he learns. Keilu he learns. The chsiv, like some want to say, take this even further. Someone who learns any free time, but he has to make panasa. So when he makes panasa, he's also keilu he's learning. It's the same thing. He's doing a mitzvah, is keilu he's learning. Chsiv, asher shibarta. Om l'karsh baruch hu, l'moyshu yashu koich hashu shibarta. Asher, lashon of Ishur, of Asherai, he's happy that you broke it, because sometimes breaking the luchos is the right thing, and that alone is the yesoida, and that alone is the mitzvah. V'om rash lakish. So that's the first memra of the simon bittel. The next one is Sarach. Talmud Chacham says Sarach. A Talmud Chacham that went off and he did Aveira, Eim Vazim Eis Befehesa. You don't embarrass him Befehesa. She names the Pasuk. V'chashalta hayoim v'chashal gam novi imcha laila v'demisi imecha. So we dash him the word laila, kiso k'laila, covered up like the laila. Third memro, which is Loshon of Shachach, that was in that Simin, Ramash Lakish, someone forgets one thing from his learnings, be very careful, maybe if he forgets one of the words, a dvarim that you heard, a raw anecha, that you saw by Matan Torah. How do we know that's a lav? Here it says, actually, shomer and pen. So here's the Lois Sasser. Ravina Omar, he's shown my pen, Shnei Lavin in him. It's Taka two Lavin. If someone forgets his learning, Oyve Bishnei Lavin, because you have a Shomer pen. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar, Bishlois Lavin. Shnei Omar, he's shown my lecha, Ushamar Navshacham Meoi, that's two. Pentik Shechas Levarim, it's three. So three Lavin, it's a very scary thought. Three Lavin if someone forgets his learning. But Yachla, Phil Machmas Ainsoi, you would think maybe even if he's Ainis, Tam Lema, Fen Yasurum Milavacha, it's in the Pasuk of Fen Yasurum Milavacha, when someone who's Mesir Meliboy, on purpose Mesir Meliboy, when he dafka forgets it on purpose, then he's over to three lavin. Rabbi Stoy, Rabbi Yani, I'm a Yachal for Takvalav Mishnasai. You would think maybe even if Takvalav Mishnasai, which means he doesn't get it the first time even, it's too hard for him. Rashi Shay Yachal Hamid Gersasai. He can't figure it out in the first place, it doesn't go into his head. Tamalim Iraq, also a Miyat, that only if he gets it good the first time and he tries hard and he gets it, and then if he gets it on purpose, that's when you're able to love him. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi to value a memory like this. Torah nitna baba, the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu in 40 days, 40 nights, 40 days. V'neshama, we know that a Vlad is created 40 days also. Yitzirah Sash of Vlad is 40 days. V'neshama nitna baba, so teaches us like this, anyone who keeps the Torah, nishmasim mishtameres, then his neshama is mishtameres, is watched, is safe. Someone's not mishtameres the Torah, in nishmasim mishtameres. His neshama is not safe, he's not being watched. Tani de Berev Shema, Moshe Adam, Shabasa Tzipra Dror Lavdai, he gave over a Tzipra Dror, a bird that could fly away, a fleeting bird, to his Eved, and told him to watch it. Now, a Sefer Torah is not that expensive. But we'll see. He reminded him, Omar, can we do my ato, shim ato ma'avda? He tells him, you know, you think if you lose it, big deal. I'll charge you what it costs. It's okay, big deal. No, the Shemascha on the Yom. Take away my, I'll take away the Sham from you. Why? Because it's very precious to me, this Sefer Torah. The same thing when it comes to the Torah. That the Torah, you think, okay, you know, it's, I won't know the Torah, big deal. But no, it's a very precious thing that carries Baruch Hu, and therefore, it's Tali Zabizah. Like the Gemara says, someone who is Shem in the Torah, then is Shem in the Shemascha. But the opposite is true as well, because the Torah is, Kehem Chayeinu, Vayrech Chemeinu.